Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are from UAS to highlight this Friday's Midnight Masquerade murder mystery and talk about some other upcoming activities, college night, all that kind of stuff. We have Juliet Aldridge. She is the coordinator of student activities. Juliet, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And also Brittany Weisner. She is an admissions counselor. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both here. Should we start with the Midnight Masquerade murder mystery?
Yes.
So I can just say that as many times as possible.
Yes, it's some really fabulous alliteration, but it should
Did
also
you title
be a good
it?
Time. Yes, with help of my students. It should be a fabulous time.
Tomorrow night, right?
So it's tomorrow night, Friday. It's 7 o'clock at the UAS Rec Center, which is right across from main campus. It's free. It's open to the public. And it's in a murder mystery setup. And so we have four actors who were flying in from the lower 48 who facilitate the whole party. So you work together in teams with other people from your table to figure out who did it.
Got it. And what time does this start tomorrow?
At 7.
Okay. And it's at the rec center, like you said. What should people wear?
Ooh, that's a mm-hmm. good question. I've been calling it creative or whimsical black tie. Mm. But it's a masquerade, so costumes are encouraged, and you can get creative with it. I actually, we are registered with balloons by Night Moods, and they carry costumes locally here in Juneau. And if you go in and tell them that you're coming to the masquerade, the Midnight Masquerade Murder Mystery at UAS, they'll give you a 15% off discount.
Are they out by Juno Pizza in the Valley?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And who should come to this party tomorrow, and who does it benefit?
Anyone is welcome to come. It is open to the public. We'll have a lot of students there. We typically have a crowd of about 100 to maybe 130 people participating. High school students are welcome. Probably some PG-13 content. So if you bring your little ones, be prepared for maybe a little bit of language and definitely a theatrical murder.
Wow. All right. We'll come back to more events here in a second. Brittany Weisner, tell me about a day in the life of an admissions counselor. What keeps you busy out there?
Oh, yeah. I spend a lot of my time on the road. So I visit different Alaskan communities. I largely work with the Mat-Su and Kenai school districts. And I just got back from Wrangell yesterday, actually. So Wrangell's one of my communities I work with, too. So out doing application days and then just keeping those students on track as they get ready to start their first year at UAS.
Got it. And what, when somebody's sort of on the fence about what college to go to, how do you sell them on UAS?
Ooh. it probably depends on their major, but just the community and the location of UAS is fantastic. The small class sizes and that you get to live on Auk Lake, basically, and enjoy everything Juno has to offer is a really big selling point.
Got it. Speaking of selling the school, you have UAS College Night coming up. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will be next Thursday, so a week from today, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at our Glacier View Room in the Egan Classroom Wing. And that's a time for students to come, no matter what part of the process they're at, and get our help. So we'll have myself there and a financial aid advisor, too, so they can get their FAFSA filled out, their free application for federal student aid. They can apply to UAS if they haven't done that. We have a big scholarship deadline coming up, so we have our scholarship application will be there, or we'll have it on hand to help you with.
And who is this aiming at? Is this high school students or?
Yeah, seniors, especially seniors, or anyone who's planning to come and join, take classes fall 2020. So that's you. That's who we're going to be working with. And yeah, our big February 15th scholarship deadline is coming up. So we want to have an opportunity for students to apply so that they can meet that scholarship deadline.
So that's a week from today, right?
It is a week from
today. Can you give us the details again, the times and location?
Yeah, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Glacier View Room in the Egan Classroom Wing.
Any pre-registration needed?
Nope, just show up. We'll be there.
Okay. Let's see, Juliet. Once you're done with Midnight Masquerade Murder Mystery, what's next on your calendar?
So the murder mystery is a part of our Alaskan Airlines student concert series. And so a part of that is Friday, tomorrow, but we also have a couple of other bands coming. We've got Compass and Cavern, which is a folky band from Denver. We've got Bamua coming, which is an Inuit pop world band. We've got a couple of other things, but one of the notable, funny, quirky things we have coming up is for our spring carnival, we're bringing in a butt sketch artist, which is a caricature artist for your butt.
Wow.
It's more wholesome than it sounds.
Interesting. And so tell me about a day in the life of your job is to come up with activities like these?
That's part of it. My days vary wildly. We do everything from painting pet rocks to movie nights to events to setting up clubs to a bit of student government to, whew, you name it.
Sounds like a lot of fun out there at UAS. Anything else that we should have on our calendars thinking about this semester?
Tomorrow night's a big one. The week after that, college night for any high school, not sophomores, probably juniors or seniors and community members. And then after that, what's the next one? There's the Polar Plunge, which is coming up on February 8th. That one is a great event. And that one is out by the in Auk Bay. Mm-hmm. So if you want to jump in some icy cold waters.
Brittany, thinking back to when you speak with prospective students, what are a few of the classes that you like to share, a few of the programs at UAS that you like to share with them?
Yeah. Well, I was an English major, so I love talking about all the different English classes I took. I always get a lot of questions and a lot of interest when I talk about the zombies class I took with Saul Neely. That always generates a lot of discussion. Like, you can do that in a college, a class about zombies? So that I love to talk about the writing classes, but marine biology is a huge draw that gets a lot of attention and a lot of interest as well, especially with students who maybe don't have access to the ocean like we do.
Cool. How about you, Juliet? What are you most proud of out at UAS?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think I'm most proud of our community. It's strong, but it's a fierce little community that we've got. They've got some great students that really are passionate about getting involved and having a good time.
All right. Are you going to be at the Midnight Masquerade Murder Mystery tomorrow night?
I absolutely will.
And what do you call the costume again? Chic?
Creative, whimsical, black tie.
Got it. And you have something in mind for yourself?
I do. I have a purple mask and a pink tutu.
Sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Juliet Aldridge and Brittany Wisner here as part of UAS Corner, thinking about what's going on out at UAS. Meet them tomorrow night, Midnight Masquerade Murder Mystery, 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at UAS at the Rec Center. Great. Thanks for coming on the show, you two. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's good. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks. Here's some Bamua.